Good morning, Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered. Today I'm going to sort of go into a different direction, and I really want to start off with the just sort of a discussion of a concept where I want to be able to make sure you guys hear what I'm trying to say, and hopefully it will connect with you on some level. So when you're in a difficult situation and you know, you're really trying to, you know, make something happen, and it could be personal, could be business, could be anything of that nature, I want you to remember this one phrase that I heard this week, and then I'll tell you where it is that I heard it from and all the great things about that. But the phrase is, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's such a simple thing to say, and hopefully when you hear it, maybe it gives you a little bit of peace of mind. But I hear and I read a lot of stuff about, you know, whether it's in business, whether it's motivational stuff, and I know I've been one of those people where I have over the years, I've obsessed over certain things, and literally like just didn't want to put out a certain, you know, marketing plan for my real estate company or something to that nature. I was just so busy working on the details that, you know, I wanted to make it, I guess, you know, in quotations, perfect. So I didn't get around to it. I probably got like, you know, books, huge amounts of books of ideas that I never, you know, got to the point where I could do anything with, because I just had this thing where it had to be perfect. And a few years ago, I basically sort of came to the conclusion that it's better to be, you know, it's better to have it out there than for it to be perfect. It took me a long time to get there. So this week, and this is the sort of the segue into how I, you know, heard this line. I'm a big fan of the Tiger Belly podcast, and if any of the Tiger Belly people are listening, I'm you know, up here in Toronto. I watch the podcast on YouTube. We canceled cable, and I watch, you know, some YouTube before I hit the sack at night. And this is one of the shows that I watch almost religiously now. It's a really good, simple format, but it's funny. I've been a fan of Bobby Lee's since Mad TV. All those characters that he did, and Bobby, if you're listening as well, again, big fan. And I've always been a fan of comedy. So going back to growing up in Toronto, on SCTV. My profile picture on Facebook, if it's even worth mentioning, is a picture of me wearing the actual Johnny LaRue smoking jacket. I was privileged to be able to meet the set designer, Jewel Hallmeyer, who designed the jacket, and he let me wear it. And again, as a kid growing up, huge John Candy fan. I've been making SCTV references, you know, since I saw the show as a kid, and still to this day make regular daily references. So, and I've said this before, not here, not on a podcast, but I've said it that the Mad TV cast, when Bobby Lee and Will Sasso were on that show, to me was on the sort of on that level of just absolute, just brilliant comedy, just so funny on so many levels. And Will Sasso, of course, doing the Kenny Rogers characters, and Randy Newman, just completely stuff that you'd never think that would work in comedy. But it's almost kind of what comedy for me, again, I'm just a huge fan. I've been blessed to be able to, you know, even work for some comedians over the years in real estate. And, you know, again, just a big fan of the, again, behind the scenes, which is why I love podcasts, because a lot of these stories come up. So the story behind the quote that I, the topic of the podcast here, is Bobby Lee was telling a story on the, and Bobby Lee and Kalila, again, you guys, you know, you guys do an awesome job, again, doing the storytelling and sharing the behind the scenes stuff that we don't get to see. And that, to me, whether it's comedy or music or movies. I love documentaries. I love behind the scenes of that stuff. For me, what tells the story is so much more interesting sometimes than the story. So the story was Bobby was auditioning for a part on Modern Family. And he was describing about how nervous he was and how he, you know, he's been in a position where he's auditioning for something, which, again, very, very interesting to me. I've never auditioned for anything for comedy or music or TV, so I don't know what it's like. So to hear about it, it's kind of interesting. So he's saying that he was auditioning for it, very nervous about getting the role, and Eric Stonestreet, who's a character on Modern Family, I guess noticed that he was feeling nervous and a little bit scared and came up to him and whispered to him, it doesn't have to be perfect. And just hearing the story being told was, again, so sort of relieving. Now, it's not because, you know, I guess I kind of have felt the same way myself and had to just sort of talk myself down from saying, you know what, it's never going to be perfect. Just, you know, just put it out there, whatever the idea is that I've had or promotion or whatever it is. But in this case, just hearing it from another standpoint, from, you know, someone, you know, an actor, a comedian, someone else besides me, it was sort of very refreshing. And it's good to know that, you know, some of that might happen as well in the, you know, in the Hollywood land. Again, something I'm not familiar with at all. I just hear stories from, again, clients of mine, some of which are in Hollywood land. And again, I'm blessed to hear those stories. So to me, I thought it was a really great thing to hear because, again, as Bobby had said in the podcast, there are some people that when you're auditioning, some of them will say things to you like, don't get nervous or don't choke. And depending on who you are, that might be enough to make you nervous or make you choke. So when there's others out there, and this is, again, just hopefully part of, you know, humanity and how, you know, good people work. I mean, for me, it's always been about encouraging those who've always encouraged me. For me, I sort of have and I was just meeting with a wonderful client of mine this morning as well and trying to get to, explain, you know, what it is that I do. And again, I'm in real estate, so I help people buy and sell houses. But in a lot of cases, there's a lot more to it than that, especially when there's, you know, big life things going on. Sometimes the home sale is literally, it's do or die. Like it kind of has to happen, for some part of things to happen. So what I've always said is that what I wish for you, and this is all, any of you that ever, you know, again, hopefully wish the same thing for me. But for me, I wish for each of you, I wish you each health in abundance. I wish you each happiness in abundance and also wealth in abundance. And I wish that because I know what a difference it's made in people's lives to have that when they didn't. And it could be any of those three. Hopefully all three. I don't think it's too much to ask to wish each of you those three and wish that, you know, all of you get it in some way. But even if you were just to be, again, very healthy, to appreciate that, very happy, or very wealthy. Obviously, what I hope you understand is the importance of those three is without being healthy, you can't enjoy any wealth. Without being happy, you're always going to want more and you're never going to be happy with what you have. So it's just a matter of the simple concept of just, you know, being happy with what you have. Obviously, I would love to make sure that each of you has more. And again, the same goes for myself, with my family, with my kids. I want my kids to be at school. Again, to be healthy, to be happy. And in the kids' cases, those two are enough. It's my job to focus on, you know, taking care of the house and paying bills and all that. And I'm very blessed to be in a position where, again, I've got an amazing family. And I've also got amazing clients, an incredible support system. I could literally spend an hour just rifling down the names of the people that are just huge, you know, supporters in my career. On top of, again, just, you know, my close family, my amazing wife, There's a lot of really, you know, amazing people out there, one of which is Tara Stebbins, who's also part of my five-star client program. She is the absolute most incredible concierge on the planet. She helps people, just makes such amazing changes in their lives, helps them when they're moving. She's been the personal assistant to Mick Jagger. She's been the official concierge for the TIFF, Toronto International Film Festival in 2018. So again, she's just an incredible, great resource, but just such a nice person. And again, her and her partner, Greg, just two absolute diamonds, people that, just literally just connected with, literally via Twitter a few years ago and, became friends, and we've been to concerts together. I've been to their place. My daughter has, done cat sitting for her. It's become a very, amazing story that, again, is all about, people, and this is them exactly. This is Tara and Greg to the letter, is they, literally, again, they want others to be as successful as possible, before themselves. And that's something I've learned, and something that I've seen. I get so much pleasure from seeing, again, people who are, in a position where they deserve a break. They should have something good happen for them. And I try to make sure that it happens, for them in every way possible. The one bit of influence that I have, because I've been doing what I do for 19 years, in Toronto real estate and Toronto and area real estate, is I'm very, driven at what I do, and I'm very methodical, and I try to take the risks out of what could be a very risky, situation for a lot of people selling their homes, whether it's a condo or a mansion. It's full of mystery, what could happen, the good, the bad, and the ugly of what could occur, and trying to just humanize that whenever I can. Obviously, I'm not a magician. I can't make magic happen when it's not going to happen. But if I've got, again, really good people that I work with, which I'm very blessed to say that I do, then I basically just decide that, they deserve a certain level of success. And I just try everything in my power to make sure that they have that. And more often than not, the way it works is for those who want that for me, I'm able to give it back to them, times 10, times 100, however you want to, term it. But it's something that I'm very aware of, that if I'm focused, which is what I am on a daily basis, I'm focused on doing what I can to help others reach that level of, whether it's health, whether it's happiness or wealth, abundance, whatever it is, I get to do that. And I think there's a reason why I decided to do this podcast. I can't say for certain that it was at all 5 years ago something I would have seen myself doing, but it's become more and more of a tool that I know for a fact that, again, any of you that are listening, and hopefully each of you are this way, is you're the kind of people who would, step up and help a friend in need. And if you're in a business where you help people who, again, are in a position where, they need a hand, and it doesn't matter whether it's health, whether it's, finances, whether it's like whatever it is that you do, that you're one of those people that will, make sure that, someone else, if they can be happier, if there's something you can do to help give them security and joy, I think those kind of things are, again, just so important. And again, some of them you can't translate on paper. I can't translate the feeling that I can give, a client of mine that, they're in a position where, they needed to sell a house, and, it needed to happen fast. They had some money issues or whatever it is, and I was able to come in and, again, sort of, you know, do what I do best and just take away some of that stress from them. And again, if I'm able to do that, I always will. And I'll always make sure that, you know, it's done correctly and you know, we follow a certain protocol. And you don't leave anything to chance, especially, again, having done this for so long. What worries me most is when anything is done on a reactive basis, meaning that, like, for example, in real estate, someone will just, you know, put a property out there with absolutely no attempt to do any sort of a grand opening or any sort of a lead up, for promotions. I mean, imagine, you know, in Hollywood, I guess is a good example. Imagine they did that with movies and they just didn't do, you know, no commercials, no YouTube ads, no trailers. That would be a disaster. And I think that, again, I see my role when I'm handling some of the most amazing listings in Toronto. And again, I have my sights. I've always had my sights set on being, part of the most amazing, unique properties. And again, whether it's a loft downtown or whether it's a mansion on the bridal path or in the annex, I want to be the first one that, again, you guys who are listening are kind enough to call and get involved, because for me, every single opportunity I get, I never take for granted. I don't care if it's a $300,000 listing or a $3 million listing or a $30 million listing. I would love to get into the, you know, the $5 and $10 and $20 million range. And I've been doing this for a long time now, and I feel that there is no one better suited for those type of properties than I am, simply because of the drive that I have and the ability to communicate what it is that's important about that property. So I won't change my formula regardless of, you know, how many millions are on the table, simply because I'm driven by much more than just that element of it. For me, the relationship that I develop with some of you guys and that I have developed with some of you has always been the main focus. And the reason I say that is because of the fact that you guys, are the ones that will, you know, believe in me, refer me to your friends and family and all that kind of stuff. And the relationships always outlive the transaction. I don't care, you know, if it's a 3, 6, 9 month transaction. You know, sometimes the more expensive properties take longer to sell. That's just how it goes. But the relationship for me, I like that the relationships are well established, you know, like months, years before you make a move, so that, again, you know me, you know how I work, I know you, I know how you handle good news and bad news, and I'm able to, again, make sure that when you go through something, and if you're going through stuff on a personal level, and I know, you know, how much you're dealing with, I can basically say, you know, here's what's going on, and basically, you know, share with you the problem solving that I do, which is just, in a lot of cases, more behind the scenes than anything you can understand, is the problem solving that goes on behind every sold sign you see. It's never as easy as it might appear from, you know, just seeing a sold sign pop up a few days after my listings go up, which I'm very happy to say that happens. But very often there's a lot of background work that goes on. So, again, getting back to the purpose of today's podcast, again, it doesn't have to be perfect. So remember that if you're starting a business, if you're putting out some marketing, if you're even just applying for jobs and you don't feel that your resume's got what you need, and you don't feel that you can, you know, ask for what it is that you deserve, you know what? Do it anyways. If you think that you're worth a raise, and this is the whole thing about this, this is negotiating 101. If you think that you're worth 10% more because you just got, you know, you were just told that you had to do more work, put yourself in a position, and this all happens behind the scenes as well. That means, you know, putting away money, having a reserve fund, as my brother-in-law affectionately termed a fuck you fund. And that would basically be to say that if you're ever in a position where you know, you're just not happy at your job and or everything else, that you've got, you know, 3, 6, 9, hopefully, you know, something like that, 3, 6, 9, 12 months of funds to sort of float you, so that you can basically say at some point, if you need to pull the trigger and just parachute out of that job, you'd be willing to, again, take the risks. Only those who are able to do that are able to demand what they want. Everybody else who's, you know, stuck on a, and this is not, there's nothing wrong with it in that sense, like to be, you know, to be sort of attached to the weekly paycheck because they haven't saved. But if you haven't done that, I really want to make sure that, again, if you're in a position where you're trying to grow your business or just trying to improve your, you know, whether it's your income or whatever it is, you do need to have a strategy in place. And a lot of times it has to do with having that parachute, having that fund that's set up so that, again, you can go up to your boss and say, you know, I want a raise. I want 20% more and I want a car lease. Whatever those things are that are on your list, and hopefully you get all of them. And if you do, then again, you can, you know, have a better quality of life. You can, you know, do things that are, you know, better for you, and, you know, maybe buy the house you want to buy. Hopefully, again, I'm part of that if you're in Toronto or GTA area, but for that matter, anywhere, because I've got a network of realtors all over the country and the world for that matter. But my point is, again, just don't worry too much about, again, the end result. And again, it doesn't have to be perfect. Such a great line. And so glad that I watched the podcast and heard it from there. And I was reminded about, you know, how important that is. So thanks again for tuning in. Have yourselves a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.